two Albuquerque police officers were charged with second-degree murder for an on-the-job shooting for the first time in at least half a century. They were facing up to 15 years in prison for killing James Boyd, who'd been camping illegally for about a month in the foothills of the Sandia Mountains in 2014. The jury announced Tuesday evening that it was deadlocked. After hearing nearly 3 weeks of testimony and arguments, the jury deliberated for about 16 hours. And on Tuesday, they entered Judge Alyssa Hadfield's courtroom for the last time.
Juror number three, are you able to tell me what the split was with regard to second-degree murder against defendant Keith Sandy? Three guilty, nine not guilty?
Same split for former officer Dominique Perez. The jurors told Hadfield further deliberation wouldn't make a difference. They needed a unanimous decision to either convict or acquit, and they didn't have it, so it was a hung jury.
Based on this information, the court finds that there is no reasonable probability that the jury can agree and is going to conclude this proceeding by declaring a mistrial.
Court adjourned, and Keith Sandy's defense lawyer, Sam Bregman, spoke to the press.
Obviously, he wanted to be able to have a complete win, if you will, 100% walk out of here not guilty decision by the jury. That didn't happen, but 9-3 is pretty darn close.
Bregman wouldn't say how much he was paid to put on Sandy's defense. The other defendant, Perez, his wife told the Associated Press they were more than $250,000 in debt due to legal fees. Bregman said if it came down to it, though, he'd defend his client again for free.
They're going to go on. They're good people with wonderful families, and they're going to, you know, pick themselves back up. I hope to God, though, that the government recognizes the weakness of this case and doesn't cost the kind of taxpayer dollars it would be to re-prosecute this again.
The state paid Special Prosecutor Randy McGinn less than $6,000 to try the case. As a news chopper circled the courthouse, she explained why she took it on.
This was to restore people's confidence that the criminal justice system can review police shooting cases. And regardless of the outcome of the verdict, cops aren't going to get a pass when they wrongfully shoot somebody here in Albuquerque anymore.
McGinn said she was struck by the amount of people behind the officers in the courtroom showing support and the empty benches on the other side of the room.
We're all on the hook for James Boyd, aren't we? I just thought if just one person had been on James Boyd's side out there, he might not have been out there on the mountain with no home to go to.
It does not seem to matter if their trainings and tactics change, if they change their hiring practices, if they lose millions of dollars in lawsuits, or if they're indicted for murder. They continue to kill citizens at a higher rate than anyone else with impunity.
That's the Southwest Organizing Project's Javier Benavides. Around 20 advocates gathered in front of the courthouse. Father Frank Quintana of Blessed Oscar Romero Catholic Community said a great city can be judged by how it cares for the weakest of its citizens. The jury's decision, he said, shows how the people of Albuquerque have long been intimidated by police.
Excessive force by the police department is a means of preemptively suppressing the people. And I think that that showed itself in the hung jury.
Now, Boyd, who had a mental illness, made threats against police officers the day he was killed. Ricky Bloom has worked in the mental health care field for more than a dozen years. She said the stigma about people with mental illness played a part in the trial.
There's always the same story of, you know, we were fearful. And the fact is that you're fearful because of your own stuff and not because there's any real threat.
There wouldn't be any question about a guilty verdict, she said, if it hadn't been police officers on trial.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Boyd's brother released a statement saying he hopes Boyd's legacy is that Albuquerque police will never again take the life of anyone without just cause. The mistrial means that the Bernalillo County District Attorney would have to retry the case to get a verdict. Raul Torres is the only candidate for that office in the 2016 election, and he released a statement saying he doesn't know yet whether he'll pursue a retrial. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.